Right now, 6:20, and time for the Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by Tylock George Eye Care.
Thank you, Craig. Do you know what is the highest price you've ever paid for a concert ticket?
Yes.
Yes.
I know mine. Oh, my Lord, do I know mine. All right, what was yours? I bet you I have you beat.
I think it was pretty expensive when we were in Vegas for the U2 show, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. Was it?
That was around 300.
Yeah, I think that's the most I've paid.
I think I've paid around 300 for the last three U2 shows. All really good seats.
Mm-hmm.
I think I've paid more than that.
Secondary market.
Yeah, that was the thing that got me.
Yeah, that'll get you.
It was a secondary market, and it was a Beatle.
Hmm. Oh,
it was Paul McCartney.
Show.
Yeah.
How much?
I prefer not to get into it, just personally. Personally, I prefer not to get into it.
We were transparent.
You were, but yours wasn't quite as obscene.
Double?
I'd say triple, probably.
You paid $1,000?
Maybe even quadruple.
It may have been around 1,000.
Wow.
To see Paul McCartney.
I don't think I would ever pay that unless it was for my favorite band, a U2 show, and I got incredible access. Like I got backstage.
Well,
or something.
I didn't get any incredible access. I mean, it was a really good seat, and it was, I mean, I can't imagine doing it for any other artist than Paul McCartney as he's entering his 80s, and I don't know
could be your last
how many
chance.
Times he's going to be back.
Sure.
And I wanted to take someone to see Paul McCartney, to see a Beatle, you know. It was like a special moment. So, yeah, I paid a lot. That was a tough one, pal. And it's the secondary market that just kills you on that.
Yeah.
And I wonder what percentage of tickets, when they are released, are just immediately bought up by resellers.
I bet
that's
a lot.
That's the intention from the get-go. It's just, hey, we're going to buy up as many tickets as we can, and we're just going to resell them for whatever we want to.
Yeah.
Well, the average price of a ticket has jumped. In 1996, it was $25.81, the average price of a ticket. In 2024, the average price was $135.92. So when you compare it, you may think, well, okay, this is just inflation. But when you compare it to, like, let's say Bruce Springsteen, mm-hmm. who is probably the most populous Beatle, his tickets in 1976 were $8, which is only $44 adjusted for inflation.
Wow.
And then in 2024, the average price of a Bruce ticket was $150. So, you know, that's triple what the mm-hmm. inflation-adjusted price is. So prices are getting so high now that a lot of Gen Zers are putting tickets on layaway. This is a program that a lot of places have now to where you can put your down payment on the ticket and reserve it, and you got to pay it off before the show.
Wow.
Layaway for concert tickets.
Yeah, I think when we played show and tell with our ticket stubs from a long time ago, they were the big shows of the time, like early 80s. There was U2, there was Foreigner, and I don't think there was a ticket more than $15.
I know, it is crazy to see the old printed prices on the ticket.
Yeah, and that's what you paid if you stood in line at Ticketmaster or... it wasn't Ticketmaster back then. Who was it?
Yeah, what was that
outside
called?
Outside of Sears.
Yeah.
Outside of Sears.
What was that called?
They had
not
the
Ticketron.
Ticket office inside of Sears.
Somebody will know.
Drawing a blank.
I don't know
we'll put Toast right now.
Toast, okay.
That's how we think of it, yeah.
Is there any musical artist that you have not seen that's on your bucket list to see?
That's a good one.
Or
I hadn't thought about that.
An artist that you wanted to see and almost went to go see them, but then they pass away before you had a chance.
I don't think so. I went through a stretch 10, 15 years ago where I got all of that done. I saw Paul McCartney. I saw the Rolling Stones. I saw The Who. I saw everybody I'd wanted to see.
I think Dylan's still on that list. Production and Ringo.
You haven't seen Ringo yet? Mm-mm. I haven't seen him either. And I think he was supposed to be coming through here soon,
right? Or summer?
Okay, we got to go see Ringo.
Yeah.
Where I can see the two remaining Beatles.
Yeah.
Did you ever see George live?
I did not. I hate that.
See? Your namesake. You were named after him.
No.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I guess you were. XTC is one of mine. And they never tour, so.
You never saw them?
No. They stopped touring before I was even a fan of theirs.
Oh.
Stopped touring, I think, in the early, mid-80s. Probably, yeah, early 80s.
And this is not that difficult because he comes to town three or four times, but I've still not seen Jason Isbell yet. I would love to see him. Well,
you know,
I got plenty of time, I think.
But, I didn't see Waylon and regretted it ever since.
Yeah.
Because he passed away. Saw Willie. Matter of fact, met him on his bus. I don't know if I ever told you guys this great story.
Don't bring it up.
I was thinking of that stretch I went through with Paul McCartney, The Stones, The Who. I also saw Neil Young, Sting, Eagles.
It's a good run, though.
Like, I had a really good run for a few years where I just checked all of those off the list.
Mm-hmm. A lot of the major ones there. All right, let's talk about seating preferences on a plane. When you're traveling with your significant other, do you always book seats next to each other if you can?
Yes.
Yes.
I read an interesting piece about couples that choose not to sit next to each other because their preferences in seats are such that neither of them wants the middle seat. And I'll just say, that's okay. We just won't sit together. Because one of them likes a window, one of them likes an aisle, or both of them like an aisle.
You think that's his way of getting 2 hours apiece?
Why did you say his way of doing it? Maybe it's her way of doing it.
Oh, gosh, that gives me 2 hours of
that I don't have to just chat. I'm just not a chatter. I just don't want to hear about all the little minutiae of all our friends' lives. Just, I just don't want to sit and process the world with her all the time.
I just want to sleep.
No. Now, this is this couple in this article, she said he likes the window and I like the aisle, and we pray that no one sits in the middle of us. But if they do, the person in the middle always asks, you are a couple? You want to switch seats with me? And they always say no.
Well, nope, no.
Sign.
Because they want to sit where they want to sit. But then is this a little unfair for the middle person if that couple is constantly talking back and forth over the bridge of their nose?
Yes.
And passing stuff back and forth. And I mean, now they got to be in the middle of this couple. And what if she's getting chatty while you're trying to sleep in the middle seat?
What do you mean, what if?
Okay, dude, once again, keep your personal problems off the air.
Okay, and that's a tough one too, isn't it? When you are, if it's the other side of that of, hey, we're going on a anniversary trip and we couldn't get seats next to each other. Would you mind switching with my...
Oh, I hate that. I hate that so much.
No, I like this seat.
Pretty
I
much
for
booked
it
this
and,
for a reason. So
I'm good.
Yeah, but it's our anniversary and everything.
No.
So do you guys not have the internet where you are? No. Yes. Why? Well, didn't you go on there
Could
and book
have
your
it
seat?
Together
so
or know
you
that
had
you
the same
together.
Option I did, and you didn't take it, so I don't know why I'm left holding the bag.
See, I'm such a chicken. I think that's happened to me twice, and I've...
You've switched every time?
Picked up my stuff, and walked over, and sat where they wanted me to sit.
Even if it was a middle seat?
No, I would not have done that.
Tell them no if it was a middle seat?
Correct. Yeah, I would not sit in the middle.
So you had asked the girl, asked the lady, you know, well, where's your seat? Or
it's back there and it's in the middle. No way. Sorry. Happy anniversary.
What if she said, well, I don't understand, sir, why it would matter where my seat is. I gave you the reason for why I wanted to switch, and that should be enough. It's the anniversary.
Cool.
And,
look at me, though. I look like I play offensive line in the NFL, and I'm not sitting in the middle seat.
I just was declared cancer-free, and so we're going on this trip.
Hey,
finally,
that's
after
great.
I
Double
finish
celebration.
My treatment.
Awesome. I'm just going to go to sleep right now.
But
so,
I don't understand
you.
Why you want to switch with me. I just want to sit next to my husband, sir.
Well, ask somebody else. Thank you.
Well, no one else is sitting next to my husband, sir. Just you. So... I'm trying to think. I know I've switched before, but I've only been asked, I think, just that one time.
Yeah, it's very rare.
Yeah, it's only happened twice, both times.
You took in the shorts.
Yes, I just didn't want to put up with that exact playlist.
But none of them were middle seats, though.
No.
Okay. Well, I mean,
comparable seats. Yeah.
Although, aren't you anti window seat? Are you pro window seat?
I used to be pro. Now I'm anti because I feel a little more crowded in.
Your claustrophobia.
I have a better time by the aisle now.
You know what I've found is a good one for couples is the across the aisle seat.
Yep.
That's a pretty good compromise.
Yeah.
Now, I think you do beat down the people in the row behind you because you're constantly leaned over and talking and passing
Everybody
stuff
has
back
to
and
hear
forth.
It, yeah.
And sometime when you're passing something, you'll take a drink cart to the forearm.
Boy, that's the one. If you fall asleep, my knee has taken several shots. But I think we draw a penalty.
Woken up to a gunshot wound to your knee.
No, jeez.
I'm so sorry, sir.
Yeah, to avoid that, I will put my legs straight out underneath and then fall asleep because I've been hit too many times, too.
It's the worst.
And I've got to do something to keep the nodding bird thing from happening to me.
I hate that. God, I hate that.
You feel so out of control when you wake up with a start because you nodded.
You have to wipe your chin and you're drooling.
You always wonder, was I asleep for 10 seconds or 10 minutes? I don't know.
Oh, gosh. All right. There's the O-Deck.
All right, Gordo. Thanks.